Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now in Luke 17, let's begin to answer, where is the kingdom? Now we know that kingdom is the king's reign, where the king reigns. Luke 17 and 20. When Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees, you ever noticed how demanding these religious people are? Didn't ask, demanded. Demanded when the kingdom of God should come. Now, why would they demand this? What did they say to him? When's this kingdom you're talking about going to come? Why would they say that? Because he must have talked a lot about it. He must have talked a lot about it. Because finally they say, what are you talking about? This kingdom, this kingdom, when's it coming? And he said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation or with outward show. Don't look on the outside for it. Because that's what they were doing. Even his own disciples were too. They thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear, the scripture said. And they're talking about on the outside. They thought Jesus was going to become king physically. In fact, there were a couple of groups of people more than once ready to do it for him. Remember that? And he walked away and wouldn't be a part of it. But they thought he was going to lead them to total deliverance and victory over the Romans, over everybody else, and then Israel become a supreme power in the world. And they were thinking outward, weren't they? And he said, no. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo, here's the kingdom. Lo, there's the kingdom. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Now let's back up. What is the kingdom of God? It's where he reigns. Is he reigning everywhere in the earth?
No.
Obviously not. But have you given your heart to him?
Yes.
And your life to him?
Yes.
Then he reigns in here.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, he reigns
in me.
The kingdom of God is in me. I'm in the kingdom, and the kingdom is in me. God is reigning over those who have believed and received Jesus as Lord and who are yielding to His Lordship. See, when people adamantly pound their fist and go, God is in control, and I don't care what you want to do, if God will, He's going to make you do it, and it's just not true. It's just not true. All you got to do is open your eyes and look around. The truth is, right now in the earth, God is only ruling over those who yield themselves to His rule. That's the truth. But soon... So let's answer the questions again. What is the kingdom of God? Help me out. It's wherever God is reigning. So where is the kingdom? It's not just out here where the kingdom of the United States of America is, or China or UK or whatever. It's not like those kingdoms. It's in us. Because He's not reigning over all that right now, but He is reigning over me. Somebody say, He's reigning over me. Because I'm yielding to Him. Hallelujah. See, He's only reigning over those who are yielding to Him right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, go with me over to Hebrews 2, and let's talk about when. We've answered a little bit what and a little bit about where. But when is very important. This is where some folks, I believe, have gotten confused about kingdom preaching and teaching and actually came to some wrong conclusions, taught some things that weren't correct. In Hebrews 2, and what is it, about verse 7 or so? Let's back up to verse 5. It says, "Unto the angels has He not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. One in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that you're mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels, you crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet." Now, sometimes people take a phrase like that and they just stop right there and they go, "No, now see there? He's God's over everything. Everything's subject." No, keep reading. Keep reading. "You've put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see what? Not yet. Not yet all things put under him." The redemptive act is a total success. All authority has been given to him in heaven and in earth. And we're on a track for the kingdom of God to encompass everything, and for the glory of God to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. But we don't see all that yet. Do we? We will. Oh, somebody say we will. We will. We will. But right now, in the plan of God, He is allowing mankind, successive generations of mankind, to choose whether He reigns over them or not. And sadly, most of the world has chosen not to let Him reign over them. And here's the thing. If the God of heaven is not reigning over you, the God of this world is. No matter what you think. Many have thought, "No, I do my own thing." Yeah, you're kidding yourself. You're having your strings pulled like a puppet. There is only one way not to be mastered over by sin and the curse and the god of this world, and it's by being translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved dear Son. You believe it or not? The only way to keep the God of this world from reigning over you is to let God reign over you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, "Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." But if you're not submitting, don't expect submission. If you're not submitting to God, don't expect the devil to submit to you. He knows he doesn't have to. Remember, the seven sons of Sceva are a perfect example of that. They weren't submitted to God, but they tried to use the name of Jesus, and it just didn't work good for them. If you're not submitting, don't expect submission. Hebrews 2, keep reading. "You've put all things in subjection under His feet, for in that He put all in subjection under Him, He left nothing that is not put under Him. But now we see not yet all things put under Him." Everybody said out loud, "Now we see not yet all things put under Him." So is God actively controlling everything right now? No, not yet. Not yet. Go to 1 Corinthians 15, please. I believe the Lord's really helping us on this, don't you? 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, about verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15, 22. Aren't we thankful for the Word of God?
Yes.
How ignorant we'd be without His Word. Wouldn't know what was right. He said, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Keep going. For every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Now you're going to see the next several verses, time references. Now and later. When and then and until. These are time references. How many know Jesus has been raised from the dead?
Yes.
How about us?
Yes.
Not yet. Right? But we will be.
Amen.
I said we will be.
Amen.
I'm having a hard time not jumping ahead on some things. We're going to some amazing places in this study. Do you believe it?
Yes.
We're going to some shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Jump up and run places. When our bodies are changed and we're raised from the dead, what comes after that? We shall rule and reign with Him. In what? In the kingdom. When this happens is when you'll see the rest of it happen. When our body is changed is when you'll see God's rule and dominion manifested over everything. But that's not yet, is it? Your body hadn't changed yet, and we don't see God reign or dominion over everything yet. Keep reading. Verse 24. Then comes the end. Everybody say then.
Then.
Can you see I'm talking about time references? Then comes the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. How many believe A-L-L means all? It means all. All across this earth. It grieves my heart. I know it does yours too. There are people, supposed to be people educated, intelligent, in positions of authority, blaspheming and mocking Jesus and God and the Word and these truths. And one of these days, it's all going to stop. You believe it or not? It's all going to stop. A-L-L. All rule, all authority, all power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.